This month we are looking at making room for more. Making room for more. So I just take it up from there. Isaiah chapter 55. If today is your first time of worshiping with us, you are so welcome. This is Victory House, the home of victors and the home of Victoria. You are so, so welcome. If you wave your hands to me, the ushers will give you a bag. Today is your first time in Victory House. Just wave to me. I won't tell you to stand up. Just while you're sitting there, they're going to bring it back to you. Thank you very much. I see you. Yeah. Keep clapping. I've seen her. I think there's another person. All right. Keep clapping. Okay. All right. There's somebody by FM. Keep clapping. Is this how you will celebrate a victor or a Victoria? Come on. We are so excited that you are here. This is the home of victors. This is the home of Victoria. In this house, when you join us, what God will do with you is that God will release the potentials that you carry so that you can impact your world. And in this house, it is victory all the way. So you are next in line for victory. Somebody in the prayer yesterday said God has decided to call himself the God of Nikos. By the way, do you know that Nikos is not an abbreviation? The word Nikos is a Greek word for what? Victory. So he's the God of victory. So he's the God of Nikos. And that God of Nikos will visit all our new people in the name of Jesus. Please, in the bag you were given, there is a card there. Please fill it and give it to any of the ushers, or when the offering basket is passed around, you can drop it in so that we can reach out to you. And I think they have some gifts in there too, you know, something to write on. Even I think there's food, something to eat inside that place. Amen to Jesus. You're welcome in Jesus' name. Isaiah 55, I'll read from verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 55, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, "Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." Verse 2 says, "Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in its fatness. Verse 3 says, "Incline your ear and come unto me, yea, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." He says, come. God is usually always extending invitations. The way opportunities from God shows up is that God will throw you an invitation. God will extend an invitation to you. When it comes to God, it is invitation that you respond to that he will also respond to, so to say. It is the devil that invades your life and invades your privacy without your intention, without your welcoming him. But when it comes to God, he's a gentleman. You know, when Jesus was speaking in Revelation chapter 3, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock." So when it comes to God, God is always asking or making requests, inviting you to come and inviting you to more. And this morning, God is inviting you and saying, "There is more." Let me say this to you, there is more. This cannot be all. This cannot be it. This life that you are living now is not the optimal. This life that you are living now is not the ultimate. One of the things I know about God is that God is not careless. God is not wasteful. God is not arbitrary. So that means that if I woke up this morning, there is a reason for that. And the reason cannot just be what I've done yesterday. The reason cannot just be so that I can coast and so that I can maintain the status quo, so that I can be like the Joneses. No. There is usually more to life than that. But most of the time, the fact that there is more to life does not mean that you will now live in that more. The fact that there is more in God does not mean that you will experience that more in God. One of the things that I found out in following God is that what is available is not usually what is obtainable. What is available in God is not usually what all the God's people they can carry. Usually there is a capacity measure. There is something about what can you carry. When you come to a well, as God is like a well, when you come to the well, it is not what is in the well that you go home with. It is what you came to the well with. There are people that will come to the well with a teaspoon and they will go home with something. But that's not all that they could have gone home with. There are some people that will come with a teacup. They will take something home and they will say, well, alas, we got something. But, excuse me, that's not all that you can get there. The same well, another person will come with a tanker and they will still leave full. And the well will not be dry. Why? The where it is coming from, there is more than enough there. The problem is usually what you brought. What did you bring? What did you bring to the table? And this morning, the word of God is saying to you, he said, come. He said, I'm making an invitation, especially as we're looking at this week of Nicos. He said, you should come. But he's not giving us a kind of way that you should come. You need to come in a particular way so that you can receive. I have seen many people move around things that should bless them, and they are not blessed. You know, some of us, especially many of us that are immigrants, that were not born in America, we watch many American movies. We never knew that we would see some of the sights we have seen in America. I remember several years ago, I think it was you were trying to, you know, those days before we got married. I think I slept off while somebody was driving. And they got to some part of Chicago. I sincerely thought I was back in Nigeria. I just, you know, especially since you were sleeping. So you may just think your dream is continuing. So I thought I was in Nigeria again. But alas, it's Chicago. It's Chicago. I never thought that there would be a place like that in Chicago. I thought that everybody in America was doing very well. I thought that what we saw on movies is how we see everything. I thought that, you know, America is like, some of us even really, when we're younger, you would have thought America is heaven. When people say, I want to make it to heaven. Maybe it's America they are trying to go. It's where we came here, we found out that, oops. This is still the earth. This is not heaven. And let me say it to some of you. This is still the earth. Amen to Jesus. This is not heaven. This is not heaven. There are even more beautiful places on this earth than America. But you see, the reason why some places are backward, the reason why some people are backward, is not because there's no wealth in the environment. The wealth in the environment may not affect some people because maybe they didn't respond to the invitation. The wealth is available to all, but it's not obtainable by all because of some things that some people will not bring to the table. And this morning, I'm saying to you, in this Nicos, I can tell you, I can't lie to you. I'm your pastor, right? I can tell you. You can come to this Nicos and believe me, there is nothing you bring that is called trouble, that is called problem, or any level that you come in that you can't scale level. But there is a way that you have to come. There is a way that you have to come. Isaiah said, yeah, he said, you have to come. There's water, but come in a particular way. If you don't come in the way you should come, you are not going to receive the fullness that God has. So what God has is not only what you can get. Availability is not enough. Availability with that capacity will still be disability. We need capacity. We need to enlarge. We need a carrying power. That's why we did 10 hours prayer. You see, what we were doing yesterday, some people may not understand it. You were making room for more. You were increasing your capacity. You were enlarging your coast. Because it is the vessel that you bring that will be filled. It is the container that you bring to him that he's going to pour into. Some people, they seemingly say, I have an overflow. But excuse me, what is that overflow that you are talking about? What did you bring that you are already full? What you brought is so little and your overflow will soon run out in no time. So we need to learn how to increase capacity. How do I increase my capacity to receive more from God? How can I be more blessed? I have seen many people in a place where the power of God is moving mightily. Nothing is happening to them. I've seen it. I mean, I was born around church, so I've seen church people. So you will see people like very close to this man of God, and they are not enjoying something from that God of that man. Why? Capacity. Their capacity is small. Their capacity stopped after a while. You know, you can be available, you can be coming every time, but your capacity might be 2 years ago's capacity. And so when you come into a place where you can receive more, you are not receiving as much as you want. And so this morning, God is calling you. God is calling me. He's asking us to check our capacity. He's asking us to see, is there how you can position yourself to receive more? And there is a way that you and I can position ourselves to receive more. Because there is more in God. There is more in God. With God, it's as if there is a replenishment that happens every day. You know, the Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3, it says his mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. Meaning that every morning, the mercy auto-renews itself. So the mercy I used yesterday, which I couldn't even finish using yesterday, because the Bible says he's rich in mercy. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4, he's rich in mercy. So he's rich in mercy yesterday. I couldn't use all the mercy yesterday. How can I now have new mercies today? But there are new mercies today. There are new mercies for me to tap from. So I need to increase my capacity to enjoy the mercies of God. That's why I like what David did. Or what David does. David knew how to suck more out of God. That's why God had to brand a particular dimension of him after David. You know, in the scripture that we read this morning, the Bible talked about the sure mercies of David. He didn't just say the sure mercies of God. He was trying to say, David understood something that I like. He understood how to come to me and draw, and draw, and draw. And the more he draws, the more he's able to draw. Because I am the God that is called the El Shaddai. You know, the El Shaddai God is the double-breasted one. Just like a mother, the more the mother feeds the baby, the more the mother can feed the baby. Because it never runs dry. God is that water that can never run dry. And can I speak to somebody? Anything that seems to be running out, anything that seems to look like you are about to run out of it, that it will soon finish, I decree and declare, let the hand of El Shaddai come on that resource in the name of Jesus. And instead of running out, you will run over. Instead of running out, you will run over. If you say 3 big amen, it will be yours very fast. Amen. Amen. And amen. God is calling you. There is an invitation, and this invitation is for you to get more. What you can carry is more important than what is available. It's what you can carry. Work on what you can carry more than what is available. I thought that church, there will be fire. Forget that one. What can you carry? Some people can come into this church and will not be doing healing service. They will receive healing. What can you carry? Somebody met me somewhere. You know, in Nigeria, maybe like 2 years ago. And the guy said, sir, I saw you. You were praying somewhere. And the way I was praying, the way I laid, because I knew some people were to come and disturb me. I entered, you see, chair like this. I laid down so that my leg is in between the chairs. So you, to touch me, you have to bend. You must be... So I entered in the middle of the chair. So, because I didn't want anybody to disturb me. I didn't come here for you. Meet God. It's God that all of us have come here to be. So this guy said he saw me. And the guy said he saw me praying. And he said, because he had gotten a news from home, something about his wife had some complication with her pregnancy. There was some issues with finances. Many things that he had. And thank God he didn't wake me up or he didn't touch me, because I'll be so angry with him. Like, excuse me, all the way from the United States, you now want to be telling me stories here. Leave stories to your own local pastor. So the guy said he saw me. And he said, he prayed. The guy, he saw me there, and then he was praying. Say, God, I tap. It's good to be tapping from there. Just don't touch me. He said the prayer he needed to say. And the time he was talking to me, he was now giving me testimony. He said that day, the wife pregnancy issue, things switched. He said that day, the financial thing, the thing switched. This person did not talk to me. So that means that it is not what is available, it is what he can carry. There are some people that in this church, you have talked to me, I can lay everything, well, nothing has happened. Why? Because of what you can carry. It is not what is available. I can tell you there are things available in this place. I can tell you that. You will see, when people come here tomorrow, you will say, something's here. There are things here, but sometimes people just come and you leave the way you came. Why? What you can carry. So work more on what you can carry rather than what is available. Don't be arguing what is available. Like some people are arguing sometimes, the economy is this. Do you know that even now, with Trump all over the place, you know, even now, some people are doing well. And you will be part of those some people. Even now, some people are getting documents that are putting everybody under pressure. You will be part of those people. If you can receive a bigger amen, it will be yours. So it is what you are able to carry that God will be able to give to you. And you see, that what you are able to carry, it starts with something called hunger. Hunger. God needs to baptize you with something called hunger. If there is anything the devil is selling to people, is false satisfaction. It makes them to think that they have what they don't have. It makes them to think this is it and it's not really it. It makes them to arrive too soon. There are too many people that they are in their 40s old and they think they have finished everything. They've succeeded. What have you done at 40 years old? Even if you are 70 years old, what have you done? At 80, was it not 80 that God called Moses? It was 80 that Moses saw the burning bush. The God of Moses is your God. So why are you quitting so soon? Some people have already concluded that this is how things will be. And what has happened? What has happened? I bought a house. I have one car and his car note. The house it's not paid off. And I have done well for myself. No, you have not done well for yourself. There is more. Not your neighbor, say there's more. What about if there are people in Africa that are saying thank you, Jesus, because of you? What about if there are people that will go to school because of you? I had some things in this my journey that I just told myself that I will not waste my life. My life will not just be that I just hold my, be shouting and sweating. No, it's not only that one. I will shout and sweat, but I will do more than shout and sweat. I will pray, but I will do more than pray. I will not just be known for a man that prays. I will be known for a man that receives answers to prayers. Because I heard something. Some people will just come. How this man of God sent me money. I needed money to do medical something. They did it for me. I'm like, this is the kind of man of God I want to be like. Oh, because there is more. So you need hunger. God needs to whet up your appetite. God needs to make you hungry. God is able to make that happen. He's able to make you hungry again and again. And it's something you should desire. You should desire to be hungry. You desire to want more. You know, sometimes you should pray prayer like this. Lord, help me want more. Help me want more. Help me to hunger for you. Help me to want more. Because it is hunger that brings satisfaction. It is like demand and supply. The reason why there are no supplies in some area, you are not placing the demand on it. Why do we do events like Narcos? It is demand and supply. It will not come. There are some supply that will never come except you take a big giant step. Except you do something that the supply must meet up with. You have made a big midwan. Look at this demand we are making this week. It's a very, very expensive demand. But there will be supply. There will be supply because you are making that demand. So I'm saying to you this morning, like that scripture is telling us. He said, the way you are going to draw water from this well of salvation is come hungry. If you are going to draw anything in this Nycos 2025, come hungry. Don't come like see them all. Even if it is Pastor E preaching, because you have heard me preach before, but come as if this is Nycos. Nycos, the God of Nycos is different. There is something about Nycos that there is a blessing for me there. So come with hunger. Come with something that I will receive something from here. And if you come like that, you are going to receive. I have met people who, it was one encounter. Just one encounter with one man. Just one encounter with a program. And that encounter changed everything. Why? They came hungry. They came hungry. They came like the woman with the issue of blood. That's how to come to a meeting. The woman with the issue of blood. The Bible said, that woman said to herself, if only I can touch the hem of his garment. Do you understand that kind of hunger? Not that they will give me a seat to sit in front. Because some people are saying, excuse me, Pastor. There's one of the preachers. Can I see him? Why do you need to see him? Why do you need to talk to him? Many people don't know that men of God are still men. And it is the God on them that makes supernatural to happen. And most of the time, they are at their peak when they are ministering. So if you meet him outside of the ministration, he may not still be able to deliver the way he delivered on the ministration. So even the word, oh, I want him to lay hands on me. What about lay the word on me? Just words. It is words that, the reason I got to America was words. Oh. I just missed, and some of you know the story now. I just mistakenly went to Pastor Yi Adeboye's house. I didn't even go to see him. I went to see my friends. And he just came and said, excuse me, what are you doing here? I thought you have traveled to America. I said, yes, but I don't have money. He said, hey, okay. When are you supposed to go to the embassy? I told him. And he said, well, if you need a bank statement, I'll give you my bank statement, but I won't give you the money inside. That's how I felt too. Although inside me, I felt like, I didn't just laugh like that. I felt like, sir, if you give me the account, we can take what is in the account to take care of the issue. But he now said something. He said, before you go to the embassy, the money will be there. I didn't say amen. No. Because, I mean, maybe, I don't think I said amen. I just smiled. Because I felt that, sir, don't, you know, I'm just coming from Nigeria, so I will say some things. Just, pardon me. They say, don't whine me. And it just means don't trick me. But you see, whether I said amen or not, you understand? Because of that meeting, sir, that's why I'm standing here. He didn't even need to give me the money. I had the money, for real. I had the money in Nigeria. If I had it in dollars, I said, what is this? And I'd been working before that year. I'd been working maybe 5-6 years before that time. All my annual salary from that, the day I started working to the day I stood before that visa, it couldn't be up to that amount. And I got into a deal, I think February. But by around August, when I stood before that visa, possibility has changed. So men carry possibilities. But sometimes, many of us, we don't understand that when these people come around, and especially in this kind of night calls, that possibility is available to you to tap in. And they don't even need to do anything spectacular. They don't need to lay hands on you. They can lay word. It was words that was laid on me. Even when me, I was struggling with the word went to work. And in this week, words will go out. Even when you are struggling with it, it will go to work. I just beg you, put yourself in the atmosphere where that word will touch you. Come here. Come hungry. Come thirsty. Some of you need to come fasted. I know we are fasting in this season, and then we'll start the meeting at about 7 in the evenings. And you're saying, I should eat. Sometimes God is stretching you and, you know, nudging you not to eat. Don't eat. Just come thirsty. Come hungry. I mean, it's not necessarily literally, but some of us, it has to be literal. You come hungry. You come thirsty. That way you are able to soak everything that is in that atmosphere. Because some of you, there are some of you that will come into this meeting. What you see someone do from this side is what you'll be doing in 10 years' time from now. You are not saying amen to that? Some people are afraid of standing on this side. Let me tell you, it is good to stand here. There are issues, but it's also good. Amen to Jesus. I won't lie to you that it's all bed of roses, but it's also good to stand there. Let me walk through a story with you about a man that wanted more. And just use it to wrap up my thoughts. I'm not seeing my time, so that means I'm at liberty. Amen to Jesus. After all, I'm back home. Amen. Let me preach all the 3 weeks that I was not here. At least. All the 3 weeks that I didn't make it here. In 2 Kings chapter 2, 2 Kings chapter 2, if you read from verse 1 to verse 13, you will see the story of Elijah and Elisha. You will see the story that perfectly mimics this come hungry kind of syndrome. You will see a story of different characters and different postures that people maintain when there is opportunity and there is an invitation. Do you know some invitations, they don't look like an invitation? Do you know there are life, destiny, changing invitations? They will look so subtle, you will be easily able to miss it. And that was what was happening in this story. In 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1 to 13, it was the story of when Elijah was going to leave the earth. It was a story of transition. And God had already told Elijah, go and anoint Elisha. He didn't tell Elisha.
Just like God has told some of the people coming from Nikos, you are going there because of Nike. Maybe God didn't tell Nike. Now, you need to understand that God will just do make the invitation look like it is for everybody, but it is for somebody. This was Elijah's invitation. Elisha's invitation. It looked like just Elijah is about to leave. But Elisha was sensitive. And that's how this hunger begins to start. From sensitivity. Not being carried away. Paying attention to distraction. Because if there is anything that will downs your hunger, it's distraction. There are sometimes some people will show up in a meeting like what will be happening at Nikos, and somebody will be in the meeting, in the venue, and he will still be on Facebook. He will still be on Instagram. Excuse me, why did you come now? Stay in Facebook. Stay with Instagram. This thing is not going to happen next week. It's just for this week. Do you know how me I deal with events like this? I will block everything so that I give myself to this. I do that even for events that happen in other countries. I will watch all the session live. And some of it is happening at 2 a.m. Because I understand that, look, the way life of human beings change is like in a twinkle of an eye. You can, something, the Bible said he sent a word into Jacob. That word touched the whole of Israel. There is something that can come into you that can change everything about you. Just one word. Just one word. So, you need to be sensitive. You need to be alert. You need to be attentive. So in this story of Elijah and Elisha, if you start reading from verse 1, Elijah comes to Elisha and says, excuse me, Elisha, I'm about to take a journey. Will you wait here? There will be things that will negotiate your commitment. We're about to have Nikos. Will you stay at home this week? Will you watch online? Will you? It's going to be stressful. You're going to drive this many hours and this, that, and that. But you're not going to do it every week. You're not going to do it next week. You're probably going to do it maybe next year. Something like this. So why don't I give it 1 week of attention? Because let me tell you, 1 week of attention may lead to one lifetime of impact. One lifetime of massive change upon the earth. One lifetime. So Elijah told Elisha, I'm about to go on a journey. Wait here. Don't wait there. I heard one man of God saying, say, when they tell you take it easy, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. There are too many times we take it easy when we shouldn't take it easy. No. There are some destiny matters. It only responds to desperation. It only responds to this kind of, I will not let you go unless you do something. It only responds to men that will say, well, I thank you for the excuses that you have given me. Thank you for letting me understand that it's going to cost me this. I'm going to travel this long. Thank you for all the consideration you are giving to me. But I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to go all the way. You can tell that in a week like this, my sleep will be very small. Because you can bet I won't come to this place without praying. Even if I'm not preaching. Because you see, this meeting is as much for you as it is for me. And I'm not going to just say I'm part of organizers. No. I don't want to be an organizer. I want to be an agonizer. Somebody that will be birthing something. Because it is possible to be in the kitchen and be a cook and not eat out of the food. I refuse to be one of those kind of people. I want to participate in every front. I want to be part of it in every form. So I will come prayed up. I will get the message. Then I will take action steps and I will go and pray. I will come into the meetings. I will take notes as if I want to go and do an exam tomorrow. Because really, life is going to question me. Life is going to ask me. Life is going to tell me who sent you. Life is going to tell me why are you doing that. Life is going to question. There are too many of us, when life questions us, we don't have an answer. Because the day we should have an answer, we were sleeping. The day we should have an answer, we were all over the place. We were busy here and there. We were into so many things. We were even complaining. Saying, the time has gone. Excuse me. Time is always going on. I looked at this year's Nikos and I said, look, what we are almost asking people to do is to give this 1 week the same attention they will give a regular 40 hours work. It's no more than that. It's no more than that. In 1 week, you are going to give your job how many weeks of the year? Why can't you give it 1 week? There are some people, really, the truth is, you should take time off. Oh, pastor, I want to go on vacation. What about if you now have a life that can have vacation at anywhere in the world? There is a price to pay for that kind of life. And it's one of these. This is one of the kind of price. So Elijah was about to leave. There was going to be a transition. There was going to be a night coach. Elijah was telling Elisha, excuse me, Aurora is far from Chicago. Stay in Aurora. He said, thank you very much. Where you are going, I am going. And that's why you should tell yourself this way. Sometimes your body this week will tell you, excuse me, stay at home today. You can watch on live stream. Tell your body, thank you very much. I will see you tonight when I come back home. Sometimes your work will tell you, you are so busy. Then you tell your work, excuse me, I will come back and meet you. I will just reduce the sleep, but I will go to that meeting. That's what Elijah did. He said, tarry in Gilgal. And let me tell you this. Your situation really is waiting for your ordination. That was what Elisha sensed. That the situation that he will find himself after this Elijah leaves will need his ordination. And he will need to get something from this Elijah man. And all this story that Elijah is telling me, I will not listen to it. I'm not going to take it easy. I'm not going to cut. I will not cut the coat according to my size, so to say. I will go all the way. I'll give it everything. I will abandon everything. I will put all myself into it. I'll put all my eggs in one basket. There was this story that I heard of an athlete that, you know, I think there was a story about the fact that the king wanted some people to swim. And, it was not the swimming one. It was an athlete that was jumping and, you know, doing all this, the guys that scale heights and pole thingy. And they asked him, how you of this height, how do you scale over that height and get to the other side? He said, when I get to the pole, I throw my heart to the other side and my body will meet my heart. That is the kind of way you come into a meeting like this. It's like you throw your heart to the other side. You throw your heart to Sunday and say, look, body, meet me on Sunday. Because as for me, every day I'm showing up here. Even when I don't feel like it. I can tell you many things about feel like it and how we tell our body, say, look, body, we'll be there. Today is one example where easily I can give an excuse. And if I tell you the excuse, you say, oh, it's okay. You can just send a video message and just greet us from home and then tell Pastor Tope. And you will understand. But God forbid. Even the devil knows that there can never be a Sunday under the heavens. There's nothing that can happen. I will show up in the church. They forget it. Even if I'm not in this country, I show up in the way it even works now. Every Sunday, I hold a mic. This last Sunday, I didn't want to hold a mic. They still gave me a mic. You throw your heart to the other side, and then your body will follow. Because your situation is dependent on your ordination. What is on you is what will affect what is happening around you. You want to change what is happening around you, but you are fixing the wrong thing. You have to go to the source. Because let me tell you this. Life is very spiritual. Life is spiritual. What controls the sin is not sin. What controls the visible is an invisible thing. There is more life that you don't see than life that you see. So if you focus on what is sin, you are focusing on something small. The reason why some people may not make up NICOs this week is what is sin. And let me tell you this. What is sin is temporal. It's finite. It's flaky. It's short-lived. It's like fume. It's like flame. It's like smoke. You see it now and you don't see it in any minute from now. That is why you need to make a lot of investment in what is not sin. So, how do I come to a meeting like this? You come hungry. And that's what Elisha was doing. Elisha said, I'm going to go all the way. And that's the decision you have to make. I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to give it everything that it takes. I'm not going to take it easy. God will always supply strength to the person that lays hold or that wants that strength from him by the reason of use. The reason why God will give extra grace is not because you want extra grace. It's because you have gotten to the end of the grace he has already given you. Then he will give more grace. He will give more grace. The reason why some of us have not seen some level of the hand of God is that what He has given to us, we have not exhausted it. We have not used it. You have not used it. The song He has given to you, you didn't do anything about it. The dreams He's given to you, you don't even write it down. How much? Why should He give you more? The things He has done so far, you have never done anything about it. So why will He give you more? If there is anything about God, He hates waste. He has given you so much time. Some of you, He has given you so much experience. You have met people. There are some people, if they open their mouth like this, they are just a wealth of information and they keep it up to themselves. And God is saying, look, I don't want reservoirs. I want channels. I want people that will let it flow, that will let it move to the other people. So this thing that I've given to you is causing constipation. It's causing constipation. And that's why you're angry. That's why any small thing, you're angry. Why? You are full. You have too many things inside of you. You need to be hungry. You need to dispense it. You need to let it go so that God will do more through you. So Elijah was telling Elisha. He said to him, stay with comfort. But let me tell you the truth. The price you pay for greatness, the name of that price is called sacrifice. I can tell you that for free. I know a lot of great people, one-on-one, that I ask questions. In fact, let me say this, because I asked him. When I saw Daddy Gio, this one, I asked him, I said, sir, when last did you eat during your birthday? He laughed. Says a long time ago. I have a sense. The last time he ate during his birthday was in his 40s. And the man is 83. Even this one, sir. This one. At least he would have been fasting 14 days. No food. 83-year-old man. That is the price for greatness. It is called sacrifice. The price for greatness is sacrifice. And there's a generation that wants it easy. I just want a soft life. I don't get me wrong. His yoke is easy. His burden is life. But he still has a yoke and he still has a burden. It's just that he's easy. He's easy as compared to the devil, because the devil is a taskmaster. He will waste you. But he still has a yoke. He's going to put something on you. If you think you can just be doing anything, you eat anytime, you wake up anytime, you do what you want to do. Ice kabalada. No, I can't sleep anytime. I can't wake up when I feel like. I don't sleep all I can sleep. No, I sleep regimentedly. I don't eat all I can eat. I eat regimentedly. Not because I can't. But this thing called greatness, there's sacrifice in it. What Elijah was trying to test Elisha with was, will you take comfort and lose your destiny? Will you take convenience and trade your destiny? There are too many people, they have done like Esau. They are trading convenience and they are losing their destiny. They want to play it safe. If it is too hard, then that means it's not for me. Who told you that? If I don't struggle to get anything. I know you don't struggle, but there are some things you can never get unless you push. God had said it before they gave birth to Esau and Jacob. I love Jacob. This is so, I'm not quite sure. But this same Jacob was now wrestling with an angel all night long. Would you have thought that when he came to the world, they would just give him a package and say, yes, your destiny. Just go and live out. God has already shown you favor. But Jacob is as if Jacob walked even more than Esau, so to say. That's how it works. The price of greatness is sacrifice. Oh, it will take sacrifice. There's nothing great that you are going to do that won't take sacrifice. There's nothing great. The sacrifice may be you are going to deny yourself and you are not going to say yes to everything. Even ask people that are rich. The reason why some of them get there is because they learn to delay gratification. This one that you want to, what you like is what you always buy. You are not going to gather much with that. Once I see it, I just buy it. I like the smell of new things. Praise God. But I hope the smell of death does not like you. I just like the smell of death. I can't use a car that is not new. No, My God is a God of abundance. I know. I know. But some of us, at the level we are, wisdom says we can't buy a new car yet. It's just yet. For many people, they don't understand that the thing is just about a yet matter. It is not forever. You are going to still use it, but not yet. It's just not yet. Oh, I can't buy it now, but I will buy it later. I can't live in that kind of house now. I will live there later. I can't live in that kind of neighborhood now, but I will live there. There are some people, they want to show some people who don't care about them. Today I was telling my wife, I said, there are only two people I'm disturbed that we're concerned seriously about. God and sometimes myself. But even that myself, it's almost zero. It's just God. That's the audience I care about. I send you small, oh, small. You people sitting here, but I really don't send you. I tell you, I'm going to ask God. I send God beyond. If you like, don't like me. I know people that don't like me. I don't have a problem with that. In fact, I want more people not to like me. As long as life make. Because friendship with the world is enmity with God. The more popular you are with men, maybe sometimes the more unpopular you are with God. So I want to be popular with God. I want to have stock with God. I want to have, you know, some people on earth here, they are like small boys. But in heaven, they are big boys. That's what I want to be. Sacrifice. Oh, Pastor E, this is going to stretch up. But you are just going to come and listen to message. All the ministers that are coming, some of us will see them. We'll shake their hand. We'll give them food. We'll give them water. We'll still be here. We'll dress pretty and all of that kind of thing. It's a very tiresome stuff. But that's how greatness looks like. Greatness is a lot of sacrifice. You know, my mom was here last week. There are some stories she made. Let me say this story. You may not have heard it before. Let me say it. Because, you know, it's there. You know that my mom, her dad, one day, somebody in church didn't have a child. Her dad gave her as a gift to that person. Have you heard that before? I'm not making it up. I wish she was here. She'll confirm it. The person I first thought was my grandfather from my mother's side was not her father. My grandfather gave. See, we just dash. Even me, sir, I can give. I can't even allow my children to do play date. What do they do now? That one that is their sleepover. Forget story. No. Come and sleep over in our house. dash. I mean, and to show that it's real dash, on the wedding day, my grandfather was there. I've seen the picture. I mean, because I was not born, right? I've seen the picture. It wasn't my grandfather that was the father of the day. It was this man that was dashed. I was like, "What? Who does that?" But sometimes that's what great people do. It's not that he abandoned his role. He still paid school fees. He still did all of that. But he just felt that was a sacrifice in the day. That's his own theology. It's not mine. Just so you don't come and meet me and say, "Pastor, can I have Nathan?" Foul. He has even paid it off for all of us. Amen to Jesus. One generation will praise it to another generation. He has done, we, you know, the Levites were supposed to eat out of what Aaron did. But for me, when I hear those stories, and there are many other stories like that I know of massive sacrifice. When people talk about the Redeemed Christian Church of God today, the thing under that thing is blood. It's blood of Jesus largely, but there are blood of men. Sacrifice. That's how greatness looks like. Greatness is a lot of sacrifice. I'm not saying that this week you are going to give your child away, but I'm telling you, somehow, if you are interested in greatness, you have to sacrifice. That's how greatness looks like. In this journey of Elijah and Elisha, we saw that there was distractions. The sons of the prophet came and they started to prophesy. Do you know? Do you? And they told him. And Elisha, excuse my jokers. Are you using a different clock than my own? I have a clock here too now. Don't worry, I'll drop the mic soon. Somebody say, I should carry on. It's Nikos week. Amen. Well, don't worry. I'll summarize it up in righteousness. Amen. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So they started to make commentaries. And let me tell you the truth. You know, there's an African proverb that says, it is what you came to market to buy, you will buy. Because in Africa, in fact, this last one, I went to a market. I usually don't, but I just felt like being a good father. Maybe that's why they even didn't carry my box. So I went to a market, and I, as I got there, the first thing they told me was, please sit down. I know what I want to buy. They said, no, customer. And everybody, whether they've seen you before, you've not bought anything from them, you are their customer. It's called, customer, sit down. The truth of the matter was that I bought more than I planned to buy. And that's what usually happens with distractions. You will give more than you were planning to give. Focus on your focus. This week, you came for God. It's new dimensions you want. Focus on your focus. Oh, I didn't fight back in time. This victory yourself. Is that your focus? You came for Nikos. Just focus on your focus. And by the way, parking will be in Jesus' name. I think we'll park at the high school, and all our workers, please don't park in this back. Just find somewhere else and park. So that our guests, some of them will be able to park there. But focus on your focus. Some people are going to distract you. I don't like the way he's shouting. Is it the volume of his voice you want to receive? Is something that you want from him? You know, there were some people that came to Jesus, and I like their attitude with Jesus. You remember the woman that came and wanted Jesus to heal? And Jesus said, we can't give the food of the children to dogs. If Jesus tried it in 2025, it will go viral. Prophet calls a man a dog. And then there will be Occupy Galilee. People can carry placard and say, no. Cancel Jesus. This woman, I hope there will be people like that that will come to Nikos. This woman said, Jesus, whatever description you have, it's okay. But even in that your description, I will find an exemption. I will not use what has happened or what you have said to cancel myself out. You will not be canceled out until you cancel yourself out. Most people are not canceled out in life because of anything that happened or anything that anybody said. It is when they receive that cancellation that they become canceled. We have learned that it is not the water around the ship that sinks the ship. It's the one that sinks the ship. It's the one that enters. Don't let any other thing, apart from the thing that God wants for you, enter. Don't let what they are saying enter. Don't let what they are doing even enter. Don't let what you see on the road enter. You are driving to church and somebody hangers you. Just focus on your focus. That's the example we see in the life of Elijah and Elisha. You need to understand that distractions will happen. And those distractions, one of the things they are meant to do is to steal away that which you are going for. So your hunger can get what was prepared for you, even if the person or the system or the people seem not to want to give you. Let me tell you the truth. It's not all the time that whoever needs to give it to you wants to give it to you. When you read the story of Elijah and Elisha, Elisha necessarily didn't want to give it to him because he kept telling him, stay here, don't go too far, take it easy, don't do this. Even when the chariots came, it was Elisha that said, my father, the chariots of Israel. And I believe it's God that said, Oga, he just yanked the mantle. Because if he wanted to give him, when the chariots came, before he went to the chariot, he now say, my son, kneel down. Receive. He didn't do that. The thing fell. He didn't give him. What brought it was hunger. Your hunger can fetch for you what is available, even if the person carrying it doesn't want to give to you. What I'm saying is this. Your hunger, if you come into Nikos this week, even if there is no healing ministry or healing ministration, and you believe that this day I'm receiving nothing, you will receive it without even the person giving it to you. That's what hunger does.
So this week, God is asking you, come and come with hunger. Come and come with thirst. Come and come ready and willing to allow God to do the best in you. Let me give you a few things that can help you build hunger. What can help you build hunger? Your diet. Your diet. What you put in. What you eat. As we are looking at Nikos tomorrow, start to prepare your appetite. Maybe go and watch last Nikos. Maybe go and watch any message of any of the ministers. You are wetting your appetite because the more you eat, the more you want to eat. The reason you are not hungry is that you are not eating. So you need more eating. You need more feeding. You need to be voracious. You increase your diet. Some of the animals that eat the largest are the hungriest. The more they eat, the bigger their stomach becomes. That's how some of us have lived our life. We eat a lot. Sometimes when I mean, not just natural. Sometimes even natural, some of us, God is still helping us. Amen to Jesus. But I'm talking spiritual now. Sometimes I wake up and I feel like I've not. Like today, I think I listened like 3 or 4 messages before I came to this service. And it's not about this, what I'm preaching. This preaching thing, I already know what I was going to preach some weeks ago. But it's just my hunger. I'm feeding my appetite. I'm doing something to my appetite. I'm affecting my appetite so that I'll be hungry for more. I'll be able to drag. That's why when I come to Nikos, I will be picking them, some of the things I've heard it before, but it will do something new in me because I'm hungry. You know, there's something about hunger. Even the taste of the food may not matter. Can somebody say amen to that? Have you been hungry before? And they gave you food that ordinarily you will walk away from. But by the anointing of hunger, that food will not taste so bad. the anointing of hunger that is upon you, you will eat the food. And you even say, can I have more? Ordinarily, you will be picking and choosing. You know, like me, sometimes in my house, I don't want this, I don't want that. But sometimes when I'm in another far, far place, they will give you some, when you see some things like this, and you will see that the Red Sea has been parted. This one is on this side. That one is on that side. They are supposed to be together. But the rest have been parted. You will still eat it like that. Because what? You are hungry. So how do you build your hunger? Your diet. Your diet. Eat, 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 eat. During this cycle, eat, 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 eat. Hear the message once. Hear it twice. Hear it thrice. Hear it 4 times. Hear it 5 times. There are messages I've heard. I don't know how many times. There are books I've flipped through. I don't know how many times. There are some messages and books I almost literally consult every year. Why? Hunger. I want to have more hunger in that direction. I want to have more hunger in that direction. So the more I eat out of that direction, the more I'm hungry for it. Because you see, there is something about, they call it the law of recognition. When you see something, you will recognize it more. That's what that law kind of says. For example, if there is a car, called Toyota Coco. I think there's no car like that. Toyota Coco. And you see Toyota Coco in front of this church today. Do you know that throughout this week you keep seeing Toyota Coco? Why? Because you have seen one Toyota Coco. So you are now acclimatized to see more cocos. So when you go and eat a particular food, even before Nikos, when the man of God is going in that direction, you will see it. Some people will not see it, but you will see it. Why? You have already fed yourself in that direction. You want healing? Start feeding on healing. So that when the healing power comes, the way it will take, you will take it before they give you. You take it. Jesus gave the woman with the issue of blood healing. She took it. There are people that should come to this night to take it. You will take it. There's a Greek word, they call it lambano. You come to, whether you give or don't give, I take it. That's what Elijah did. He got the mantle. Not because Elijah released it. He took it. The way he came, there's no, even if that mantle physically didn't fall, spiritually he will have received it. He will have received it. See the way he reacted when he got to the same river that Elijah, he just got there. He said, where is the God of Elijah? He not did the same thing. Pam, pam. The thing parted. In fact, I'm sure that's it. If he didn't say anything, the thing will part because the anger this guy is coming with. He said he wanted the double portion.
And he got it. I don't know what you are looking for, but you can get it. Start building. Start eating along those lines. Start walking along those lines. Start expecting along those lines. Start, feeding along those lines. Find scriptures along those lines. Put something in you along those lines. How do you be hunger? Exercise. Use what you eat or learn. Exercise. The reason why some people cannot eat or they are not hungry, they have not used what they've learned. What you learned last night was still in your notes. You didn't do anything about it. There was no action items. Maybe this service now, use what you are learning here. Whatever God has told you in this service, maybe you should use it today so that it will create room for more. There is some word that Jesus used in John chapter 15. He calls it pruning. He said the tree that bears fruit, he says, I will prune so that it can bear much fruit. Use. Exercise it. Walk it. If the man of God tells you that, as I pray for you today, if you go home, you can lay your hands. That day, don't wait. You know, when I came here, I told you I brought something. Because the man of God told us, I give you something. And I know I brought something. I used it yesterday. I used it today. If I will still be using it all throughout this week. And believe me, I brought something. And the day they gave me, the day I got his, the boy that was doing my protocol, I said, kneel down. I have something to give you. Because I have something. I got something. Some people say, how will you know you got something? How did you know you got something? Did you feel anything? I don't need to feel anything. The man of God told me, I'm giving you something. If he says he's giving me something, I got something now. I got something. And your lives will prove that I got something. Because everybody I gave something to this week, you will see something good. In the name of Jesus. So use it. Use it. The Bible says, strong meat belongs to them who by the reason of use have their senses exercised. And let me end with this. Feed others. Feed others. Give it to others. That's what I did for you this morning. That I gave you what I brought. That's what I did yesterday. I give what I brought. I'm not going to wait until you now start seeing when I'm walking, everybody's falling around me. If you want to fall, you can fall, but you don't need to fall. I still have something. I know I got something. And I'm giving it to others. That's what you should do. Start giving it to others. This night goes, even before I start, give it to others. This is going to bless you. This is going to change you. There are some of you in this place, I've probably sent you one thing or the other, maybe like, watch this movie, watch this message. Listen to this message. Watch this video. Or read this book. And some of it, me, I'm just reading it too. I'm just learning the thing. But I'm not waiting until I fully learn it to be able to pass it on. Because I've learned something. The person that maintains the place of sharing will not lack. They will not lack. If you have the attitude that whatever I get will not stop with me, I will pass it on. You will not lack. That's the attitude of some of us have. You know, sometimes when I travel and I bring many clothes, and most of it are my used clothes here, but lightly used, and I give it to people. I think some of those guys will think, this man has a lot of clothes. But sometimes, I give to my last shoe, or last two shoes. There are some shoes I don't give because of how I got the shoe. But I give, maybe I have 10 shoes, and I give 8 of them out. The person I gave 8 thought I had 16. I don't have 16, no. I just gave most of what I have. But you see what happens is that in that same year, it will replenish it. In fact, maybe sometimes I'm like, maybe I should stop giving these shoes because the way these shoes will now come back, my wife say, these your shoes are too many again. But there is something about sharing. When you share, it will come back. That's what Elisha did. As soon as he got that double portion, he started to behave like Elijah. He started to dispense this. He started to allow this grace to go out. That is how you build hunger. You eat the food. You exercise the food. But you don't only sit to eat the food all the time. You bring other people to come and eat that food. You share the food with other people. You give it to other people. Ecclesiastes 11 says, it says, cast your bread upon many waters. It says you are going to find it after many days. Many of you need to cast bread upon many waters. Give people advice. Oh yeah. I'm not married and I'm advising people. It's okay. You are the seed that you are sowing, it means that it is impossible for you not to reap it. this last trip that I went to, somebody had called me on a Sunday morning from Nigeria. I didn't pick up. I texted the person. They didn't respond. He now said, the reason she called me at that time, because it was like 2 a.m. I was awake. But I'm like, if I pick this call, it's a bad precedence. Because they will call me another day. I didn't pick it. But I texted back. She said, the reason is because I was with so-and-so person. And I now remembered that so-and-so person. The so-and-so person that they were with, several years ago, they wanted to start a church. And when I knew how much they were going to buy the equipment, I was not in university. I just finished high school. And I knew how much it was. Somehow, I linked up with my grandmother. I raised the money. And we bought speakers, we bought mics, we bought stuff. So I told the person, I said, somebody, I didn't put my name there. I said, somebody said they would do this. And I brought all that resource. I remembered. I said, wow, who would have thought that one day I would hold a mic like this? That me too, I would need to be holding mic. I would need to buy a speaker. And the way God has now done it is that God is raising other people like that to do the same thing. Even for us. Why? Spread your bread upon many waters. You will get many days. How do I build hunger? That's how to build hunger. Because once you do that, you will not have as much as you used to have. But it will come back to you. It will come back to you. God will send that resource back to you. There is nothing you give to him that he can't give back to you. You give advice, he can give it back to you. You give time, he can give it back to you. You give resources, he can give it back to you. You show up for other people's children, God can show up for you in a way that will humble you and that you couldn't have done it without God. So this morning, God is saying, come, but come hungry. He's saying, come, but come thirsty. He's saying, come, but don't come the way you came yesterday. Come in a way that you will receive what he has, because he has more than what you have been receiving before. But come in a particular way. Is somebody ready to come? Will you bow down your head and say, God, I come. Make me want more. Make me hungry. Make me want more. Make me hunger for more. I want more of you. I want more that you can give. Help me to build a very good diet. Help me to exercise better. Help me to be in the business of feeding others. In the business of spreading my bread. So that many days after I will find it. I come, oh God, I come thirsty, I come hungry, to the glory of God.